I'm Jared Roll, curator of the Nostalgia Awakens, an exhibit of vintage Star Wars toys, 1978 to 1985, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
There's a moment in your bones when the fire takes over. Blood is running, heart is pumping, as the battle gets closer. They can say what they want now, 'cause we'll be screaming out. We can be heroes everywhere we go. We can have all that we ever want. Swinging like Ali, knocking out bodies, standing on top like a champion. Keep your silver, give me that gold. You'll remember when I say we can be heroes everywhere we go. Keeping us down, 'cause we're unstoppable.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Toying Around, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan here.
In today's episode, this is pretty much going to be Jonathan's episode. We are going to be talking about some Power Ranger stuff that he's picked up over the last few years and some stuff just here recently. So we're going to start off with that, and he's going to lead us through this parade of Power Rangers. So Jonathan, let us see what you got, or let us hear what you got.
It's a good thing that you said parade, because we're going to start with Thomas the Train mini sets that they had. They also have the superhero ones that I thought one of these days I might pick up, but I still haven't quite gotten to it. Power Rangers ones I did pick up because it's the main majority of my collection. So this little one right here is the Monster Maker Finster.
Okay. I thought it was blue, so it was Blue Ranger. So that's so much for
now
what
that's
I
that's that one.
There's the Blue Ranger.
There's a Blue Ranger right there.
Yeah, you can see the diamonds.
And that's actually the Thomas.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I have no clue who Thomas's characters are. Fred, that was not a show that Logan watched while he was growing up, was it, Logan?
I don't think so, no.
We do know about it, though. And these do have the hooks and clasps, so you can...
So you can connect them. I think I got these for, like, $7.99 at Walmart. And I was looking up the prices. Walmart now, they're $12.97. And then at eBay, they're a lot more expensive. I think I think the prices were, like, $30.
Yeah. Yeah, they're one of those that they're kind of, they were just on the shelf for a little while, and then they kind of disappeared, so.
Yeah, and then I finally actually found, because there was one in one whole set in nine, and then they had four of them that weren't separate, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked. And then I finally got lucky. I work out Ross Dress for Less, and out of nowhere, they appeared. Like, it was just like, I just kind of turned my head.
Magic.
And they were there. That's Lord said.
So do you have two trains, or do you put them all together?
You can put them all together.
One villain, one hero?
Yeah, I do that. Right now, they're all together in one little baggie, but that's the Putty Patroller right there.
Just a plain Jane Gray one.
Yeah, well, you know,
you
Putty Patrollers are...
too, so that's cool.
Uh-huh. Putty Patrollers are, you know, kind of plain, boring, out of... All of the villains.
Black star on it.
There's the Red Ranger. He's kind of mean looking.
Yeah,
look
I know.
The
that's,
wow. Look at that one.
It's weird.
Wow.
Like, come here, I'm going to kick your butt.
Get over here.
It looks like there's a mouth within what looks to be the mouth there, too.
The White Ranger.
Wow. He looks kind of
mean,
upset
too. Yeah.
Like he's gritting his teeth.
And then here's everybody's favorite. I don't know why everybody likes Skoldar much, but it's Skoldar.
I can see why. It's got the yellow and the blue and all that. It's just a sharp looking train.
Yeah, that was one of the four packs.
Okay.
Out of the four pack that I needed, here's the Yellow Ranger.
That's a little better.
And then
that was
the
Trini.
Green Ranger.
You have to realize that white thing, that very wide white thing that the bottom half isn't actually their grin. Their grin is smaller than that.
And then
it's just their
Pink Ranger.
Mouth is covered by that white fabric.
True.
And it makes it look like they have this evil grin on it.
Is that Kim?
Yep, that's the Pink Ranger. Yeah, here's Alpha 5.
Oh, they did the robot. Well, if you didn't know that was Alpha 5, you wouldn't be able to tell, really.
Yeah, but
that just looks like
the way that you
train.
Can tell is on the side of the train where they had the little lightning bolt symbol.
Otherwise, I would have said, oh, that's just a train.
Yeah, and then there's the Black Ranger.
What was his name?
Zach.
Zach, yeah, that's...
Yep.
the Zack Attack.
And then after Zack, it was Adam.
Yeah, but these are in the original design.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Mammoth.
Did the three new ones, they started out in the original costumes too before they changed over?
I think so.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't remember if they did or not.
Yeah.
Black, pink, and yellow that switched?
No, it was black? Yellow, black, and red.
Yep.
It was Adam, Rocky, and Aisha.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Tommy was the green and the white.
And the white, yeah.
And these are smaller than Hot Wheels?
The Thomas the Train minifigures. And it even says on the packaging, when you buy the packaging, it says Thomas the Train minifigure.
And this is one, like you said, they had some, I think it was just Teen Titans?
Or was it Justice League? It was Justice League. I didn't see any Teen Titans. I saw the Justice League, okay. And I saw the villains. They had Joker.
So these are one of those that it's kind of like a subline of Thomas that you were just kind of having fun with.
Yeah, they were. And they had like the little kid Power Ranger things on them. So, you know, Thomas the Train isn't for grown adults. It's for, you know, the littler ones. But when you're a collector, it doesn't really matter on, you
and
know.
It strikes your fancy. It strikes your fancy.
Yeah. And like I said, it's in the line of my collection. So I went ahead and picked them up. The next piece that I have, it's a little bit more fragile.
Fragiler. We're making up words.
It's a little bit more fragile, so I think I'm just going to hang on to this one.
One of the Megazords.
It's the original MMPR Megazord. My dog got to the chest piece on there. It's not completely destroyed, but, you know, it's never been able to go on. Like, it never stays on. So I just leave it off. But I paid $50 for this piece at TopCon, and it was...
And that was a comic convention or sci-fi convention at Topeka.
In Topeka, yeah. Yep. That was last year in 2017.
I think so.
Yeah, I went with Lynn. Yeah, this one is a little bit more fragile, but you can take it apart and put all the pieces together, and it'll...
Do all the different swords.
Yeah, it'll do all the different swords, but I haven't wanted to take it apart. I mean...
I can understand
I probably could, but I haven't really wanted to. And like I said, when I bought this, it was used, so I paid $50 for it, but I was looking online, and even at the Toy Wiz... .com website, it's pretty expensive, but if you want to buy it brand new off eBay, they have it set for like $480, and I'm just like, I got lucky and I got it for $50.
And that's one of those where the Zords are the most popular of the toy line, so that's another reason why you're you're paying so much for it too.
Oh yeah, it's like all five swords together with it that you can build it to combine it, so like I can completely understand why it's gonna be so much. So I think that the best place, if you want the original Power Ranger Megazord action figure like I have, I think cons would be the best way to get them, because a lot of the times they're used, they're still gonna be a little bit pricey, but they're not gonna be as pricey. Like I said, I got this for $50, so it wasn't as pricey as what you would find online. The next ones, I'm just gonna set this one aside for now.
Oh, you didn't want to talk about the big one?
We'll do that one later.
One of Jonathan's big areas of interest is not just the Power Rangers that he's getting ready to talk about, but what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That is from the old Funko line.
Yeah, I started collecting pop vinyl when we went to Oklahoma, and I think the first thing that I've ever picked up in the pop vinyl line was my TARDIS.
Doctor Who.
So I've got, it's not the original Red Ranger, but it is the Red Ranger from the movies, and then they brought it into the TV show. The reason why I say that it's not the original Red Ranger is because when you look at the symbol right there, it's got the gorilla in there.
Okay.
And so not the T-Rex. So that's not the original Red Ranger, and I thought it was until I started looking at it a little bit closer.
True.
And
the helmet has a little bit of a metallic sheen to it.
Yeah, it does. It has a T-Rex, like, teeth and everything, and the T-Rex eyes, but when you look in the middle of the symbol, the insignia, it's the gorilla and not the T-Rex.
That was kind of weird, but they did that with all of the symbols, though. They changed them out, but they kept the uniform.
Kept the uniform, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this is my absolutely favorite monster. Like, out of the whole series of monsters, I just always love this one. And Logan and Richard will get this reference, but I don't know if a lot of other people will get this reference, but it's I'm hungry.
Yep.
And for a lot of people who don't get that reference, that's the pudgy pig.
And we've got it right here in front of us, mm-hmm. and we definitely know it's the
fork
pudgy
and knife in hand.
Yep, fork and knife's yeah. there.
And that was, I think that was the reason why I loved the pudgy pig so much, was because of those lines. I'm hungry.
Could have been that you're from Deerfield and their emblem's the Spartans as well, and he has a Spartan helmet on.
I don't know. I just loved the pudgy pig, and like, it was just a monster that stood out to me the most. Like all the other monsters, like there were some cool monsters, but the pudgy, I think the pudgy pig was the cutest. That's why I liked him so much, was because he was the cutest.
So you want cute monsters.
The next ones that I have are still in mint condition. They have never been opened, and they probably won't ever be opened, which is weird because it's actually what I started collecting, and those are Pezzes. I have a bunch of open Pezzes, but these ones will never be open. And I think a lot of times when you're a collector, you go, why do you open some? Why don't you open some? I think it's the collector's discretion.
Yep.
On what you want to open and what you don't want to open. And these are just ones that will never get open. Now, the packaging, they're a little beat up, but the plastic on the package is not, you know, beat up, and the Pezzes aren't beat up themselves. So that's why I say it's still in mint condition.
Well, the Pez itself, not the package.
Yeah, the Pez itself. So we have the Black Ranger Pez, and then we have the Pink Ranger Pez, and then we have the Red Ranger Pez. I got the Black Ranger and the Red Ranger Pez first because they were out of the Pink Ranger Pez.
Yeah, the red and black was the easiest to find.
Yeah, the red and black were the easier ones to find. Mm-hmm. The Pink Ranger one was just kind of a luck of the strike of the trade when I went into the candy store to go look for it. Female characters are always harder to find, so yeah.
True, it's just a weird deal with marketing, which makes no sense in this day and age. It made no sense back then either, because they thought boys would not want to play with girl action figures or toys or dolls, and it's like, well, it's part of the set. We're going to want, I mean, they're part of the story. We're going to want them so we can do the story. But the weird thing I was commenting about these three, get this, three Pezzes.
They only did the three.
Yeah, they only did the three. You would think if they did the inaugural set, it would be the five.
It would be the whole five. And you know, I was kind of actually expecting with the 25th anniversary of Power Rangers now upon us, I was expecting the other two or maybe the other three or even the other four with the White Ranger included, but they never did it. So, like, it's just kind
of...
All the villains, right. But I forgot to tell you, the Pudgy Pig is actually one of the 25th anniversary Pop Vinyl GameStop exclusives. So...
That it is. So you'll have to have a GameStop in your area to get a hold of that one or order it online if it's still available, as I say. While supplies last with the exclusives.
Exactly.
But I always just thought it strange because the white and green, I could see them skipping over the Pezzes because those weren't original Rangers. It was five, and the green came later, and then...
And then Tommy would transition to the white because he lost the powers.
If nothing else, have these three plus at least one of the villains.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah. It was a little bit weird, but these actually came out around the same time that the 2017 movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they were trying to combine these three with the 2017 movie. I couldn't
that
tell you what
makes sense either, because they had the blue and yellow Rangers there too.
I know, but I couldn't tell you what they were thinking marketing wise. But these did come out around the same time that the 2017 movie came out.
We're not sure why they sacrificed 2/5 of their profit there.
But yeah, that's one of the strange things. You want to hand Jonathan the...
I was going to say, since we're talking about the 2017 movie...
That thing. What's that thing, Jonathan?
We have the 2017 Power Ranger Megazord. Mm-hmm. And I think this baby right here is the biggest thing that I have in my Power Ranger collection so far.
So far? Yeah. And this is not the Build-A-Figure.
It's the solid. And you can do the Build-A-Figure... but you had to collect all the swords to form it. This one was already all formed, and it had... Let me see if I can play with this a little bit here.
Oh no, we're gonna play with the toys.
Oh, yeah, it has the figures, in there.
It has the little tiny Power Rangers in there.
Okay, I didn't realize it came with the tiny figures.
I was wondering what those hatches were for, but
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I know a lot of people. I mean, I'm not a big Power Ranger fan, so I don't have an affinity to it like some of the other people do out there. But to me, it kind of made sense where they were situated with their canopies, because on the TV series, somehow they always got up to the head
or the chest.
Or the chest. And yeah. But you would be like, okay, do they have elevators? But they would. And of course, I know it's transition time. You don't see them going up there in the show. But still, they were controlling stuff, but you didn't really know how they were controlling stuff in the canopy. But this one, it was clear cut.
Yeah.
One controlled whichever arm they were controlling.
The legs and the arms. Right. And then there was one in the center that controlled the center. And in this movie, you could actually see how they were able to control it, because the
jack, basically.
Well, pretty much what happened was they had a kind of wire or some kind of thing like going into jack. Go into their head or whatever. Not go into their head, but you know, kind of.
Right.
They were kind of pulled into the Megazord, and they had something attached to their head. It was kind of like a robotic thing, and that's how they controlled the Megazord.
Made it so they didn't have to deal with the joystick controls.
Right. This one I will go ahead and handle down, because that one is not so fragile. And Logan, if you'll move,
and it's got a mirror in the center.
There's a little lever in the arm. If you'll move, not that one. That one is a jackhammer arm. But if you move the little lever in that arm, there we go.
Oh, it extends the sword.
Yeah,
little. He hasn't played with it too much, so it's...
There we go. Yep. No, I actually don't play with any of these. They kind of just stand around looking pretty.
Like my stuff. They just sit on a shelf and look at everybody.
A lot of people can come and see them.
And yeah, the centerpiece is a mirror.
Yeah, but like Logan was playing with it, there's a power sword that's actually in the hand. Instead of them having to call on the power sword, it's in the Megazord. And they can just pull it out of the hand, which is actually kind of pretty cool. Whereas
Assassin's Creed style,
right? Yeah, in a way. Kind whereas similar, when much. In the like the TV show, they had to call onto the power sword, and the power sword came out of nowhere,
right?
Like that regenerating space rocket,
right? So here we have the Red Ranger helmet, and this was also it wasn't per se a GameStop exclusive, but I haven't seen it anywhere else but GameStop, and it's the original Red Ranger helmet, and it's just a helmet
about the size of your fist.
Yeah, it's about the size of a grapefruit or something.
An orange.
Or an orange. It's a little bit bigger than an orange.
Big orange or a small grapefruit.
Yeah.
Yep.
True.
And I just got it for like a centerpiece. I thought it was kind of cool. It's kind of like a paperweight. And that's the best way to explain it. But I have some other pop vinyl things that Richard showed me at Target, which were Target exclusives. Unfortunately, I didn't bring them to show them. But I had this in front of them as, you know, just a centerpiece, and they can go around it. So I thought that was kind of pretty cool.
And he's your favorite Ranger, though, right? The
Red Ranger is one of my favorite characters.
Or at least the first incarnation of the Red Ranger.
Red has always been my favorite. So whenever it comes to the Power Rangers, the Red Ranger is one of the first things that I look for when I'm looking for Power Rangers. A lot of my collection, if you see it, I start off with a Red Ranger and the Blue Ranger, which are two of my favorite colors. So like if I go and look for Power Rangers, that's one of the first things that I look for is Blue Ranger and Red Ranger. So it's not anything because I know that I'm going to try to get the rest of them later, but if I have to, I'll start off with Red Ranger and the Blue Ranger.
And hope to get the others later on.
Later on. Here's one thing that I actually didn't buy for myself. I pretty much begged, begged and pleaded for this thing, and Richard was kind enough to get it for me, so thank you, Richard. It's actually Rita's Moon Base, and it is an Imaginex piece, and it was $10. At Walmart, but it was on clearance. So
nice.
It's anywhere from $24 to $50. If you want it a little bit cheaper, I'd go on toywiz.com. I think that's where it was cheaper. Cheapest. Was $24.99. eBay does have it for like $24.99. Prices vary. If it's used, it's $24.99. If it's not been used, then want $50 for it. It's nothing too spectacular. On the bottom, it has a thing for batteries, but I unscrewed it one time because I got curious.
Right.
And there's no connection in there. There's no battery connection or anything like that. So, like, it would be a waste of time to try to put batteries in there because there's nothing on there. It's and then weird. When you read the inside of the thing, when you unscrew it, it says batteries not included. And I'm just like, well, you have the speaker or the thing. I don't know what it's called, like the thing to make noise.
That's your speaker.
Yeah, so it has that on the bottom. So, you know, initially it's supposed to make noise.
Most toys do anymore.
Yeah, but when you open it, it says batteries not needed or included. So I don't know what the point of having the speaker on there is about.
Unless they're using an old mold and...
Yeah, it's probably that. But it's still pretty cool. You can put like...
You kind of look at it and it kind of does look like a windmill from back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, did you see in Holland or something like that? See,
and here's like the monster. It's supposed to be the monster book where they create the monsters from.
Uh-huh.
And then this bottom piece right here, I don't know why I'm describing this because nobody can see it. It's like we're on YouTube or something, which we're not.
That's all right.
The yellow cage thing.
But yeah, this little bottom piece right here, like Logan said, it's a little cage thing, but I think that's where the monsters are supposed to come out. When they're created.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing right there we go. Okay.
Pops it open.
Yeah, this thing right here on the top where Finster is supposed to stand, because there was a little Finster action figure that came with it.
Yeah, it came with that and a Rita fire.
And a Rita, yes.
Yep.
And the little Finster action figure stands right here.
Yep. And is that supposed to be Rita's staff or something else?
No, I think that's quite just her gazing ball.
Yeah, that's a gazing ball. Okay. And it came with her viewing telescope thing.
With the Imagine X lines, I don't collect those actively, and neither does Logan, but Logan's not as big as a toy collector as I am. He does collect some stuff, but I'm the biggest one out of all of us here. But the Imagine X lines, they have grown on me. When I first saw them back when they started coming out, I don't even know when that was, but it was just generic characters, and actually, then they started getting some of the
that bottom license. Is pretty interesting. Is yeah, that all know, the creatures just barred in there? Yeah.
That's the dungeon.
Yeah.
But like I said, when you look at it and you unscrew it, it says batteries not needed and batteries not included. So I think that it's kind of weird that they had the little speaker thing on there. But it is what it is. It's kind of cool.
Who knows?
It's still playable. If you look on my Facebook page, I did set up a scene with this playset. And generally, when people ask me to do scenes with some of my things, I try to do it if I have the time or the ability.
You're not sleeping?
When I'm not sleeping.
That's where I'm at most of the time anymore, sleeping.
When I'm not working. Since we're on the Imagine Next line, I also have another playset.
Yep. While he's grabbing that, continue my thought. When they got into the license stuff, like, it started getting pretty cool. They have quite a breadth of stuff now, but I've never been an active collector. But if I see them at flea markets, garage sales, on clearance that I think is a reasonable enough price, I will pick them up. But to be honest, it's probably more at garage sales and stuff. And I have picked these up in garage sales because they are not a mainline. But when you actually look at them, they are pretty nice little figures. Yeah. They're pretty cool.
They do a good job.
And the play sets, I think they're one of the few lines that are still doing and actively doing play sets for your figures, so that's kind of cool. And they're a small enough scale that they can make some cool play sets, and that's what Jonathan has next, is one of the cooler play sets, which is probably cooler than the moon base.
Yeah, it is a little bit cooler than the moon base. This is a command center, and you know, looking at this play set and actually looking at command center on TV, I kind of wish a command center kind of embodied like this play set. Because like there is on this play set, there is, well, let's start with the very bottom here. There's a little cage right there. Logan, can you see it?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's supposed to be the caves that the one guy's blew up the base from.
With that Goldar and the army guy that was...
Yeah,
Rito. Yeah. Rito Repulso or something like that.
But it has
putting up the bombs.
Bars in there too, if you see that.
It has like little bars there where if they ever wanted to capture like a monster and keep it prisoner, it could stay there, which is kind of cool. And then they have a little battlefield where they could practice fighting, you know, sparring. And then they had a wall...
To put all the weapons
for the
on.
Weapons. And then when you turn this... This little knob here.
Oh, they've got tower defenses.
Yeah, and they've got little laser beam.
That once upon a time.
Right, exactly.
That's what Jonathan was saying the other day when he brought it over. Said, man, they needed this on the actual show. They could have defended themselves better.
And then when you turn, there's an Alpha 5 figure here. This has not been opened yet, and it will be open, but it has not been opened yet. When you turn to Alpha 5, Zordon lights up, and so does Zephyrian globe.
Yeah, with
and then you
Goldar
turn this
inside.
Other side here, and he lights up over there, and that just stays lit. And when you turn it on one side, it flashes.
Yeah.
And then when you turn it on the other side, it just stays solid. So let's turn it over here. Let's see if I can get the lights off here. It is not cooperating. It'll probably go off.
And there's like, what is his name that's in case?
The Blue Ranger?
Zordon? No, not that one. We'll get there. Zordon, which is just the face. Yeah. It actually moves as well with the turning of the lever that Alpha 5's on.
And this one, since it lights up and everything, I do think that it makes noise.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
It at least lights up.
Yeah.
But at least it lights up. But I think it does make noise. I just haven't found out because I haven't opened it to see if the little thing that blocks the noise is in there. And maybe when or if I do decide to open it, I'll find out if it makes noise or not.
And it comes with Billy in his uniform.
Blue Ranger with his two tridents.
And that's one thing with Imagine X is they also do blind bags that you could buy around $4-ish, $5-ish dollars, or you can buy like two packs. But this one did come with two exclusive figures, like Jonathan was saying, so that's kind of cool. A little bit extra value.
Yeah.
It basically got, three figures and an image of another.
Three. Where's the third?
Alpha 5, right. Zordon, and Billy.
Well, I guess you could say Zordon's a figure, yeah.
Yeah, that's how Zordon always is.
He's part of the set, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he's part of the
playset.
That's
basically a Zordon figure. He doesn't move.
That's pretty much it.
Stuck there. So that's what Zordon's figure should be like. He's part of the base.
But the Zordon figure, you've got me calling it a figure.
It is.
The Zordon part of the playset, it's encased in the
wavy glass.
The wavy glass thing, like it was in the TV show. And like I said, if the TV show would have embodied like this playset is set up, I think that would have been a lot more cooler. But it is what it is.
Yep.
Oh, and it's heavy. Yep. This is a bigger playset
than the moon base.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, they make this out of strong, when I say strong plastic, fairly heavy plastic, so it's not going to get tore up unless you're just really rough with it.
And, nobody plays with my toys, so it's not going to get messed up anytime soon.
And the thing about the sparring chamber, if you press that little red knob that it's attached to, it's set up to just basically mash the figures together. is what they do.
That's pretty much what all the combat training stuff does.
Yeah, there's also the turn them so that their weapons hit, but no, this one's just straight up headbutt each other.
But some of the, I think an X-Men training deal had that. The Ninja Turtle ones had the turning one like you were talking about, though.
Yeah.
I think we got one more batch, and then we're going to have to wrap this up because we're kind of getting close to that time.
To be fair, it looks like we only have one or two more things to go, so.
Yeah, this is the main thing that Jonathan spent some money on, but I can't say anything because I spend money on stuff, too.
Yep. Wasn't that in a bag just a few seconds ago?
Yeah, he had them pre-opened.
Yeah.
He went, and I know everybody knows this, that's a Power Ranger fan. If you're just a casual Power Ranger fan, you might not, but they do have their 6-inch line just like the other lines, but these are probably the last few that will probably be released through Bandai because Hasbro, as of 2019, I believe, has taken over the whole property of Power Rangers.
Huh. And I think that the reason why they released these ones because on a package it said 25th anniversary edition. So these are 25th anniversary edition figures.
Did they come out during the 25th anniversary or were they?
Yeah, it was this year.
They had them ready, but it wasn't quite 25th, so they decided to let the people have them.
I think this is the current year for it.
Yeah, it's their current year.
I thought it sounded like you had these for a year or so.
No, he just picked these up like a month ago.
Yeah, I just picked these up a month ago.
Changeover between things happened like 4 months ago.
No, that was they're not actually taking over though until next year.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So, like Richard said, I paid a little bit more for these. I picked up the whole set for $115.
And anybody that buys 6-inch figures,
five figures and the Zord.
Yeah, but the Zord is a build-a-figure.
Well, it was actually six figures in the build, so I got 7 figures altogether for $115. But, this was at GameStop.
That's around right, Bryce. $20-ish.
You know, you don't see a line of a whole set of figures all together. So I had to do this because all of the figures were together.
I have to too, dear.
Our wills are only so strong.
If I have to, as Jonathan said.
To be fair, I'm
she's rolling her eyes right now.
Giving you guys, probably. And I'm planning on giving you guys $100 to get like $40 worth of manga. So, yeah.
Well, these aren't the originals, though. We need to let everybody know what version.
These are Zio. These are, are
the shape ones.
Yeah, these are the
star rectangle.
This is the second series. Triangle. Because even for me, even though they changed the costumes, it was still MMPR. And this is Zio. So this is the second series out of the Power Ranger. Even though there was four seasons of, but it was still MMPR. It wasn't anything. So for me, this is the second series. And for people who don't know what Zio are, the Zio Rangers are. For me, they were more Egyptian type because of the symbols on the on the chest and everything. Okay. But when they morphed, they went Zio Ranger 1 pink. And you could tell why they say that was when you look at the helmet, it's
pink as an oval.
And it's for represents 1.
Blue was 3 with a triangle, right? And red's 5 with the star.
I think so. So yeah, it's Sesame Street and Power Rangers.
Pretty much.
A 2, a 3. As the count would say, one Power Ranger, a two Power Ranger.
And here is Zio Ranger 2 Yellow,
who has the equal sign.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
two lines on that helmet.
I can go ahead and hand these around.
And yeah, looking at the little circlet around their necks, I can see why you'd say Egyptian.
Egyptian, because of the chest pieces.
Yeah.
Armor, however you want to call it.
Here is Zio Ranger 3 Blue.
Triangle.
I kind of like these because they have the laser pistols. And if I remember right, they used them more probably in Zio than they did in Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
Which is like, why wouldn't you pull those out automatically instead of fighting? I don't know. Who knows?
Though if I remember correctly, the surrounding series had more weapons usage than Zio.
Here is Zio Ranger 4 Green.
Yep, just a rectangle.
Rectangle, four-sided.
Yep, though if that's square. 4, then yellow should have been Power Ranger 8. Yeah.
And here is Power Ranger Zio 5 Red and the leader of this team.
And you talk about a mask that would be hard to see out of. Probably the worst ones would be the yellows and
the red.
The reds. And probably I'd have to look at the black's mask to see.
And the gold ranger.
Was it gold?
Yes.
Sorry.
And he wasn't a Zio Ranger, was he?
Yes, he was.
Huh. No, did he actually be official Zio?
I didn't think. Oh yeah, that I thought he was one of the alien rangers. Basically,
no, he is from out Gemini of the Zio.
Yeah, he's in the Zio era. I was talking about. He didn't get his powers from a Zio crystal.
That would be worse. That's a bad mask too. If you're looking at masks to be able to see out of, well, oh my gosh,
you could look through the middle two bars.
And if you
see,
it's still you know, kind of representing the team because you see the 6 lines.
He's 6.
So, 3 rectangles with a bar separating the 2 halves of the rectangle. And he's got a staff.
And this was kind of like what the White Ranger was to the Mighty Morphin, but this was not Tommy in this one. Tommy was red?
Yes, Tommy was red, the team leader. This was Jason.
Okay, they brought Jason back. Because wasn't he a red before? Or was
he was the original Red Ranger.
Okay, that's
okay, so it wasn't an alien. Oh, they thought there was...
Well, when they first brought out the Gold Ranger, he was an alien, and then they killed off the Gold Ranger, and then they brought in the Jason to take over his powers.
That makes some sense.
He doesn't have any other weapons besides his staff, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Yep. He doesn't even have the weird little stubby thing that they added on.
I don't even know what that is.
That's their water bottles.
Yeah!
I think what I'm thinking it might be is that if you think about it, the way it's formed, that looks like a sword hilt. And it would have been cool if it would have done it, but if that would have extended out into a sword.
That would be awesome. I'm not sure.
Because it kind of has the pointy end of like a fencing foil. So that is what it kind of looks like to me, but I don't remember them ever having that type of a weapon. And Jonathan doesn't either, but it's been a few.
It's been forever since I've seen the series.
And then the Build-A-Figure.
And this one was really, really hard to put together. So if you guys will be careful with this one when I hand it around.
Logan's handing me all these that I got up spread around. Now, the one thing I'll say about this one, I mean, it is cool. Jonathan won't say anything about it because he's enamored with them. That was the kind of like I am. But they cannot make the Zords to scale by any means.
Yeah.
But with this being a Build-A-Figure and the size that some of the Marvel Legends Build-A-Figures have been, this sword probably could have been another 2 to 3 inches taller. Mm-hmm. They just made the arms bigger and legs bigger and chest.
And yeah, this and one really pushes the Egypt theme with the Sphinx in the middle.
Put them down on the table. Yeah, with definitely the Sphinx. So yeah, Jonathan's right there.
Yeah.
But you see,
the
they're only
characters
about
come to almost the top of the chest. And it has no neck. So yeah, that's almost as big.
And if they would have done it another 2 or 3 inches taller,
mm-hmm.
it would have at least looked a little neater.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't pose them together anyway unless you use the Zord as a centerpiece to put them around.
Or you put the Zord there and then went back like a foot or four to put the Power Rangers.
True. But I'm just talking about, you know, on scale, just the distance. But I know the Marvel Legends has done the Hulkbuster. Sounded like I was hawking up a loogie there for a moment. And it was much taller. And they did Giant Man, which was skinnier, but still taller. I just wish Bandai would have done it just a little bit bigger, and it would have been
better
really
quality.
Cooler.
Yeah.
Not better quality, just cooler looking. Cause
but
it was
the one thing that I don't remember is the cape on them. I mean, it kind of looks like a cape, but I don't remember that.
That might
have
wings.
Back.
Yeah, wasn't that the Hawk Zord? If so, yeah, it could fly. It just randomly has them folded down and such instead of spread out. So gliding can happen. One of the Red Rangers had a hawk.
Was it? Okay.
I'm not sure if this was the right generation for it, but one of them did.
It might be then. Might be. Like I said, it's been many, many days back since I've done that one.
A month or 4 or 5.
And this isn't all of Jonathan's Power Ranger stuff. He does have a few things that's still at place. I think he has a few more Funko Pop, don't you?
I have one more, and that was a birthday present.
Okay. Nice. I thought you had more than that.
No, I haven't been. With the Funko Pops, for me, it's choose which ones I want. I like to have the whole set, but the whole set is always hard to find. So at this point with the Pop Finals, it's choose what you want.
Okay.
And I actually have Rita Repulsa coming in the mail here soon.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Now the other GameStop that's coming out, I haven't seen it in stores or online if it's available, and it's a pumpkin.
The pumpkin wrapper.
Pumpkin
and
wrapper, okay.
It's not available yet. It won't be available until October the 25th, I believe is what the website
said.
Which
we will not get this episode out by then.
Yeah, so.
No, I'm just
can go ahead and check, but
what I think that
it might already be out of stock.
Yeah. I think that's what the website said, was it won't be out until October 25th.
And that's kind of cool that it was kind of a cool looking one, but it's kind of hard for them probably to choose what villains they're going to do, because
right.
a lot of them are just in one episode. So that makes it a little bit more difficult. Even with the
action
figures.
Most of the episodes have just one main villain, but there's also the staple villains.
True.
If you're
and that one that just disappeared.
Scorpina. Yep. Scorpina.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying anything.
But like I was saying, if you know, if you're a collector and you're interested in any of this, I'd say try the stores first before you go to like eBay or Amazon.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because
Bidding wars.
eBay and Amazon, I've noticed, are a little bit more expensive than the store prices. So if you can't find them on the store and you absolutely have to get them from eBay, I'd wait for the prices to go down a little bit before you go to eBay or Amazon or anything like that. Or you can go to like the store websites like Walmart.com, Target.com,
GameStop.
They're still there.
Toy Wiz is expensive.
Huh. It depends. Some of them are about right, and then there are some that like, do get expensive because it is an online shopper.
Yeah.
And they specialize a little bit in getting new stuff or
but
finding hard to find stuff too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have noticed on Toy Wiz that a little bit of the prices when I was doing research to look up the prices on this one. Toy Wiz, where some of these are a little bit more expensive. So, like I was saying, I'd go to the store first and see if the store had them. If the store doesn't have them, go to the store's website. There's a possibility that the store's website have them. That's how I got the Pudgy Pig, was GameStop was out of them. And so I went online and got the Pudgy Pig, which I didn't know. It was supposed to be a Christmas present.
Oh, well.
Yep.
You lost that one.
You'll eventually get around to going to Garden and switching it out for a different thing. Eventually.
Eventually. But that's pretty much what Jonathan has in the way of Power Rangers. He just wanted to share a little bit and have some fun, which we appreciate you doing that for us, Jonathan. Thank you.
No problem.
thing.
And we're pretty much going to have to wrap it up there. We've gone long on time because we just wanted to have fun looking at the toys. I like looking at toys. Logan kind of likes it to a degree, but I'm probably the one that likes it the best. Mm-hmm. But to everybody out there, definitely check them out. If you're interested in Power Rangers, you know, the 6 inches, I can get more detail in them than sometimes the smaller ones, but still kind of cool. Really like them. But that's going to do it for this. That's going to do it for us for this to go around. We hope everybody's been enjoying listening to us talking about some Power Ranger toys. Everybody, we'll see you on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye. See ya.
We spent our days wishing we're anywhere else, feeling the dust up beneath my skin. Couple of souls that don't seem to fit. I screwed up everything I had in this town. A little bit weird when I welcome in. They don't believe that we're meant to win. What if it's all for a reason? What if it's true we were made for more? A little spark to believe in. A bigger goal that we're fighting for. What if we jump off the deep end? Maybe we'll learn to swim. We're a little bit weird when I welcome in. They don't believe that we're meant to win.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.